Okay, so real quick, just so everyone knows, Joe will not be on tonight's episode. Instead, tonight's, it's a podcast, the current episode, in his place will be Laura and Shags. Nothing's wrong with Joe. He's all good and everything, just going to take a week off. And we're experimenting, honestly. It's sort of like when you were six and you wanted to know, you know, if I put the stick in this hole, will it hurt as much as I put it in this hole? It's that kind of experiment, right? Put the stick in your ear, your nose, or anyway, just there you go. That's what's going on. So let's roll. Yeah, so I did it. I hit start. Traditionally, I need to check the sound levels, though, so there we go. That's Laura's sound level. Sounds real good. Do you want to do anything more explicit? Like talk about, I don't know, nostril hair or something. Joe usually keeps it on the high brow, but you can go to nose.
Hello.
Brow.
Hello, y'all.
Okay, good.
Ugh, I say y'all.
Ugh. You did. Yeah, okay.
I always say y'all. There's nothing wrong with y'all.
There you go, and there's Shag's sound test. Okay, let's just... I'm going to belabor the point if I'm not... Oh, we forgot to see who's going to do the intro. All right, just Shags, do the intro. Go.
Hey, everybody. This is Just Be Cousins.
That was really good. That was really good.
Did you like that?
I did. Yeah. I have the
good
right...
Good intro, Shags.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Mostly I was being an asshole and just trying to put you on the spot to embarrass you, and you didn't get embarrassed. You just stepped up and said, welcome to the show, fucker. And you left out the fucker because you're a professional.
Hello, y'all fuckers. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Just Be Cousins. Giddy up, bitches.
This oh, show...
Shit, I just spilled my wine. I'll be right back. No, like, seriously, I'll be back. I'm meeting you.
Okay. You know, that makes me happy on so many levels. Did you guys get or see that little clip I sent you on the message thing there?
No.
Okay. A clip? So on our we're chatting over the message thing.
All right.
For you old people who don't know, we're texting each other. We're having a three-way text. You can do that. You can have 4, 5, 12, 100 people. And so it's the three of us were doing, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. And I sent them a clip of two very funny people talking about a movie. And what was great about the clip was it was very natural, the way they were talking. It was not, you know, it wasn't, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Planned. That's
forced, belabored.
Yeah, all that. Like I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And Shag spilling her wine, it's just the same thing. It makes him feel good. So...
I hope it's red wine.
Yeah.
Obviously, oh, I know it's it was. Red wine. And I'm wearing a red shirt. I mean, a red shirt. I'm wearing a white shirt.
Perfect.
And the kid just came out and looked at me like I was a crackhead, but that's fine. Even though I told her to go to her room and close her fucking door.
Close your fucking door, child.
Yeah, child. What kind of wine are you drinking, Shax?
Pinot Noir, some nothing special, like a $8 bottle. Don't get excited.
It's the good stuff.
$8.
Yeah.
That's $8 after your Safeway Club discount. It was actually $9.50. You're not fooling anybody with your, this is cheap wine.
You know what, guys? I'm a boozy ass bitch.
You know what? I have an issue with expensive ass wine. I know nothing about wine, so let me just premise that conversation or this conversation. But
you had a sommelier in your fucking wedding.
Yeah, my uncle. But but still, just you don't need to be that in order to like know what you like. And most of the stuff that is good is not fucking, you know, $50 a bottle. It's the, you know, the mid range stuff.
Absolutely.
I agree. Laura. I drink to get drunk. I don't care.
Anybody who drinks wine.
I'm an alcoholic. I don't know.
If you drink wine and it's not to get drunk, then if you're either lying or you're spitting it out, and that's a waste, right? Don't put wine in your mouth and spit it out. That's like, you know, hey, you know, well, all the analogies I can think of are really gross. Never mind. Point is,
it's fine.
They have to do with, you know, I'm trying to keep it on the, you know, okay, I've had a lot to drink, and I'm having some difficulties. I think you two are
going
to...
What are you drinking, Jason?
Yeah,
a Dale's Pale Ale. You're going to have to carry the
Dale's
show.
Dale's Ale.
Let's roll
that
into
sounds
this.
Sounds like a pina colada.
it's actually not just a pale ale, apparently. It's a mountain pale ale.
Oh.
I don't know.
What makes it a mountain pale ale?
I don't know.
Does it have a beard?
Yeah, it's got a beard. It does.
Is it wear a beanie?
It wears a beanie. It listens to a lot of Mumford and Son. It's
Does it have a fat girlfriend? Sorry, that was mean.
No, that was
as a fellow fatty.
We're just getting started.
Oh, shut up! Yeah, you're fat. Hey, what's been going on? What's been happening? You two have the benefit of seeing each other face to face on occasion. What's that like?
Amazing. Well, wonderful. It's
like wonderful. Spark. Fabulous. We actually FaceTimed it wasn't even like a meant to be thing, but like it was like an accidental FaceTime yesterday.
Thanks, Brindy.
Brindy.
But we didn't know that you can like four-way, three-way FaceTime, yeah. I guess. And it happened and it was great. And we got to talk for a minute yesterday. That was nice.
It's cool.
I just don't like seeing my own face while I'm talking, especially when I'm on the couch and I can see like all of my chins. It's just
come on.
It's bad.
I don't enjoy that. I am staring at my own face. It's like, why?
It was terrible, terrible, terrible time.
You looked gorgeous.
Oh my God. I had no makeup on. Like I had just put like my serums on before I was gonna so Jason, just so you know, there's like seven preps before the real prep.
Korean beauty routine.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And so that's when Brindy got me. But you know what? I'm a confident ass bitch and I pushed accept.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. I think that we should move in that direction. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that a well-made-up face can be very beautiful, but I also know that, you know, when I've had a lot to drink, it doesn't matter anyway, and I prefer to have always had a lot to drink. So why should you have to go through a lot of effort, especially considering, like, I know, I totally get that. I totally hear 100%. It's all about you want to feel.
The war paint.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm like, no one should have to look good for me, especially people that I love. In fact, I kind of don't feel like I love them unless they're – the uglier they are, the more I love them, right?
So when you came over to the house and you had your visit with us and you saw me like first thing in the morning, which for me morning is like 11:15 to 12 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, so that was real
my girl.
Love.
Well, yes, yes. Okay, here's the thing, Laura. I'll tell a quick story. Very, very quick. I'd always thought you
Isn't
were...
Isn't she beautiful, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I always thought you were just, you know, great with the whole being... You're funny and you're smart. You're easy on the eyes. You're really supportive and knowledgeable. All that crap, right?
I got games stuff. Up to here.
Yeah. But then the morning after Joe's birthday party, you were in the bed there with Joe. You had sat up and you're looking around. You were so wrecked. It was the most adorable thing. I had ever seen. Your hair was all over the place.
It was pretty bad.
The bags under your eyes had gotten a valet to help them.
Yeah.
And you looked like, you know, somebody punched you with the, oh, I don't think so, stick, and it just stuck. And it was the most adorable thing. It was so adorable. Yeah. I
like the beginning of this conversation.
I had always
have to stop this conversation.
This is honestly true. We all know. I mean, maybe the listener doesn't know, but you know, I'm a puker, so I probably spent a good like 2 hours like dry heaving, you know, with the porcelain throne. So
you mean like the night before your wedding?
Yeah, a little bit. Thanks, Shags.
Nothing to do with that. I protected you. I protected you and saved you.
I'm just saying, Laura. That morning. It was the morning I fell in love with you. So it was, yeah. I mean, I loved you before, but then I was like I would have run into a burning building for you because you were my cousin's wife. But now I'll set fire to the building for you, and that's different. And Shags,
I like where you went. I like. Yeah. Okay, you had a solid finish with that. I like that. Okay, you can stay.
10 out of 10.
Okay, I appreciate it. And this is what I'm getting at. It's like I know Shags when you go through your 12-step program. Or whatever it's called, the denial and then the acceptance and the anger and the how is it anyway?
The regret.
Yeah.
I know you're not doing it for me. Right. I'm just saying that I hope someday you and I are on a small airplane that wrecks on a mountainside, and we'll make it, but we have to spend 2 weeks foraging until we're saved, and then I will see the real Shags.
Oh my God, you would not survive. You would have wished you died on that plane.
That's not true, Shags. If I had to choose like a zombie island, you would definitely be on that
hell yeah.
Island. Thank you.
Definitely. Because you would be...
No, I would find all the supplies.
Yes. Yes. You would be delegating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I would be. I would be.
I know.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I would be. I'm a psychopath and everyone knows it. And it's fine.
This way it should be.
And I love both very much for recognizing it and accepting me for what and who I am. Thank you.
Which is why I'm always going to five-way you when we FaceTime.
Oh. Hey, let's have a five-way.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. Is that a real song? Hey, I do have some interview-type questions for you if you want. Or just talk about whatever you want to.
No, shoot. Go for it. Go
let's
on.
Questions.
Go ahead. Now, let's do some questions.
Now, you all know people who know celebrities, and I think you may know some celebrities. So what I'm looking for here in the answers to these questions is not just a, response and then done. I want stories. I want anecdotes.
Oh,
I
my God. That's tangents. So funny we were talking about.
I don't know any celebrities. Shags knows celebrities. This is going to be a...
No. I'm saying like they do. Because like you in an interview, you can always tell if what's her name? Who's the Twilight girl? She hates being interviewed. You can tell. What's her name? You know.
I don't know, but I kind of like her because she doesn't give a fuck. But
yeah,
I
like her too.
Her
Oh, Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart.
Like in the interviews, they'll say, "So, Kristen, tell us about your childhood." And she'll be like, "It's good," right? Whereas if you say to, Ted Danson,
random. Ted Danson.
No, here's a better one. Jeff Goldblum. You say, Jeff Goldblum, you want some coffee? Well, it's a very interesting question the way you put that. Because when you think about it, coffee. What is coffee? We have coffee. And you know, and he just, that's the kind of answer I'm looking for.
Got it.
All right.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you out there. But
You got this. You got this, LP. You got this.
A little more Kristen Stewart or what's her name?
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart-y than Ted Danson-y. Maybe on that spectrum, but
how about Tony Danza?
Tony Danza. Oh, I'm singing everything. Let's start with the questions.
Okay, you're gone. I don't have Tourette's, but I swear to God, if I did Tony Danza, it would be one of my triggers. He's so awesome. Okay, this question is for both of you, and you can take turns answering, or you can answer together. You have been sent to Los Angeles for a work thing, which really pisses you off because... you had plans, but whatever. So you go to Los Angeles and you get to the thing that you're supposed to do. And the guy there, he's like, I don't know how this works. And you're like, just this. And you flip a switch and he goes, that's it. You go, yeah. And he's like, you flew down here for this. And you're like, I flew down here for this. And you both roll your eyes and then he walks off and then you walk off. So you're in Santa Monica and you stop at a bar. Cause he's like, fuck this. This is such a waste of time. And this guy sits down next to you and it's Liam Neeson. And that's pretty cool. So the two of you get to talking and you know, he's like, He's asking you for, you know, he's telling you about his kids and he looks at pictures of your husband slash boyfriend and you're just having a good time. And he says at one point, he says, I do have, in fact, a very particular set of skills. But not when it comes to buying birthday gifts for my son. So thank you for your help. His accent is more consistent than
ours. Was that your Irish accent?
That was supposed to be sort of my... I've been reading Liam Neeson, or watching Liam Neeson videos.
Anyway, try it again with a better Irish accent.
The whole night. Yeah, can you try that one more time?
This isn't about me. We're just going to move on. And this is the question that I built up way too much. He's going to lean in and going to say, thank you for helping me now. Who do you want me to punch in the face?
Ooh, so many people.
Anybody in Hollywood... And you can decide.
It has to be a Hollywood person? Okay.
And then you can decide if it's a real punch in the face. Like he goes up to him in a restaurant and he says, Laura Shag sends her regards. Bam. Or if it's like in a movie.
Oh, my God.
Like in a movie. Yeah. Your choice. Go.
Meryl Streep. Take her down a notch. No, I'm just kidding. I love Meryl. I'm sorry, Meryl. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Laura, you ruined our life.
It was just a joke. I'm sorry.
And I hope when Meryl listens to this episode, she doesn't skip this part.
You know what?
Who, Shags?
I don't know.
It can even be something funny, like, you know. Jason Bateman, right? Now, he's a nice guy. I like him. But I bet if Liam Neeson punched him in the face, it would be a rollicking, jokey good time.
Yeah.
You know what?
Lil Kim, because then it would turn into like a real fight.
My,
No, because I love Little Kim, and Little Kim would be like, bitch, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to cut your face.
Yeah, and well, that would be a fight. You're right. Yeah. And then I mean, like, if we're going to go like full-fledged Mortal Kombat, now you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worth watching.
I mean, 50 Cent.
There we go.
Because let me tell you why. Because even if he won or lost, he would troll Liam Neeson on Instagram for the rest of his fucking life because he's a huge troll and it's kind of funny.
Like, what would he, what kind of, what would he say? Like,
I don't know. Just go on his page when you have free time and see who he's beefing with. It's pretty exciting. He's so petty. He's so fucking petty, you guys. Like, you wouldn't, like, that is the last person I would have beef with. Like, he is the biggest bully that ever lived. Like, if you have beef with him, your life is like, do you not remember what happened to Ja Rule? Exactly.
Look at what happened to Ja Rule.
What happened to Ja Rule?
Exactly.
I genuinely don't know.
What happened to him? Where'd he go after the Fyre Festival? I mean, that was the resurrection of him. And then Billy's in jail and he's, you know, with his little pterodactyl arms, like, still nothing.
Like pterodactyls do?
You guys don't remember the beef between Ja Rule and 50 Cent? Why are you guys my friends?
I'm old. I don't know. I think, isn't Ja Rule somebody's kid or something?
It's murder.
Murder. I'm not good with celebrity stuff. I don't know, people. I don't know. Is Clark Gable still alive?
I don't think so. Is that the Gone with the Wind guy?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Next question.
Sorry, I was looking up 50 Cent's tweets, and there's one where he's got a picture of a bunch of ladies up on a stage, and they're twerking. They're not.
What a douchebag.
No, I said Instagram.
Oh, you said Instagram?
You don't listen, Jason.
You're just another man who doesn't listen.
I'm sorry. Well, these women are twerking, and one of them twerks so hard she falls off the stage. And
no way.
Oh, my God, it's so good. Oh, my God. You know what? That woman is my God.
Yeah. She meant it. She really fucking meant it. And she probably had a lot of drinks.
It was a somersault gone wrong.
It looked nice.
She tried it, and that's what's important. So go, girl. Whoever you are, good for you.
Yeah. Well, I was just, that's why I was laughing. All right, here's another question. So far we're gonna have Liam Neeson punch 50 Cent, Lil Kim, and who else? Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was your answer,
Jason Bateman? And Meryl Streep.
Wait, what was your explanation for Jason Bateman?
Just because it'd be goofy and fun. You know,
just wants to punch Jason.
He'd make a movie out of it.
Yeah. I like Jason Bateman. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to punish him. I noticed that. Tell me if I'm wrong, but most of his movies, he's an asshole. But he's so goofy and lovable.
Yeah, but he like doesn't know that he's an asshole and doesn't understand. Like,
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what makes him lovable.
Yeah. The lovable asshole. Kind of like what's his name? That one guy in that show, you know, with the three people in it, and then he's the short one, Danny DeVito. It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny.
It's Always Sunny. Oh man, I almost said punch Charlie Day. But I know that's not like a real person. But wait, is that's the character, right? Yeah, Charlie Day. But the real actress name is what?
I think it's Charlie Day.
Is it Charlie Day?
I think so. You just sent Liam Neeson over to punch the actual Charlie Day. Yeah, Charlie Day. He's well known for playing
in the show
Charlie Kelly.
And then he swings and then accidentally hits D in the face. And then it's like a big old, you know, brawl. That would be a good Sunny episode.
Okay, so let me see if I'm seeing this straight. Liam Neeson swings at Charlie Day, misses, hits sweet D in the face.
Yes.
And then it's a brawl. Lil Kim is like jumping in on it. And Meryl Streep's on the side and she's putting on gloves.
Can there be a food fight too?
Totally.
Okay, go ahead. What's in the food fight?
Pie. Mac and cheese. Everything that sticks to your
Vienna sausages.
Oh,
how would
because you know, definitely Danny DeVito would be eating those in the background like a fucking disgusting pig.
And sardines.
Oh yeah.
I guess if you were gonna have a food fight, you'd have to have it taken from an actual food buffet. But imagine if that wasn't the rule. You're like, no, I'm going with straight up weaponry food.
Like skewers.
Skewers. And and
satay.
So have you guys ever been in a food fight?
No, unfortunately.
Yes.
Ooh, tell us about it.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't that exciting. It was like a, you know, end of the year senior banquet thing that we had for Polo when I was a kid. And it was over at one of our friend's house. And we had like pie and spaghetti and stuff. And we were out in the patio and we just started throwing spaghetti at each other. I don't know.
And that's awesome.
You had me at Polo. No wonder you're drinking the $8 bottle of wine, you snob. Polo? Really?
Yes, maybe too.
Not like polo with horses, like polo in the water, you know, water polo.
Same.
Oh. Is that snobby? That's not snobby.
It is. It's actually.
It is.
Water polo is not snobby.
Come on now. Water polo is basically.
Because our high school had a pool.
Water polo is sort of the Southern California equivalent of.
Everywhere has a pool here.
What's the one, the guys with the sticks and the baskets? They wear helmets and shoulder pads, lacrosse. But nothing else. Yeah, it's lacrosse. the Southern California version of lacrosse. It's on water polo. It's like, well, you know.
Well, those were the, you know, two best, you know, sports. But anyway, okay, that does make me sound kind of snobby. Moving on. Second question.
What was the other one? Are you talking about lacrosse? Really?
Yes.
Did you play lacrosse?
I did not. I am not a runner. I do well in the water because there's no falling down.
What about field hockey?
You know, I never tried hockey, but I was, you know, did ice skating occasionally. There was a lot of falling down, but it was fun.
Well, you hear that, like,
same amount of injuries.
You hear that women who or girls who play field hockey are like real brutal, like they just are like the stereotype, right?
Yeah.
I can imagine you. I mean, you're definitely not somebody who presents as I'm gonna fucking kill you, but you definitely can have that demeanor if you want it. I'm just saying you probably would have been good at field hockey regardless of your talent.
I think it would have been something I would have enjoyed as an adolescent, but water polo was able to, you know, fill that anger void, I guess.
So Shags, if you were going to play water polo, what would be your preparation style?
I didn't play water polo. Shags would have been a good point. I don't want to play water polo. I did what I wanted to do. I was a cheerleader, and whoever I fucking didn't like didn't get caught.
What?
Didn't get caught.
What? Were you the dealer of the school? What do you mean?
I was no, like,
he's like, if recidivism
you were
is
unliked, we would like, we would all look at each other. Well, I was usually a flyer, but I would put out my hits and I'd be like, don't catch her.
You
let her fall.
Bitch. Oh my god.
All that kind of
and I the thought falls were brutal. But I mean, if you deserve to fall, you deserve to fall.
Like top of the triangle, like fuck that bitch.
No, like there you go, you're going all the way up and no one's catching you when you come down.
Damn, Shags, that's ruthless. But well, you know what? Those bitches probably deserve it.
Exactly. So.
Can you
exactly
give us a...
Hey, listen. I'm a nice person until I'm not.
I trust you to be, you know, a fair and just ruler.
Exactly. It was a fair and just, and everyone who fell deserved it. So if you're listening out there, you know you fucking deserved it, you cunt.
Yeah. Can you give us
There's
a specific
some
example?
Out there still limping?
Probably. Their egos are still bruised.
Oh, no.
What's
you know
a crime?
Who you are.
What's
you
a crime against teenage Shags, though? Is it like somebody who walks up to you and says, you know what? I think the Talking Heads are stupid. And you're like, you're hitting the ground tonight, babe. Or is it something a little deeper than that?
And I was like, hey now.
Flowers, bitches, please.
Wait a minute. We're talking about like three different bands now?
No, Flowers is Talking Heads.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Okay.
Flowers? I think that's the name of the song, isn't it? Flowers or something Flowers? What are you talking about?
Man.
What's that song you were singing? Crowded
I don't
house.
Know, but you need to go to the top of the triangle right now.
I hear. Here's what happened. I said Talking Heads, and Shag's brain went, Talking Heads, Burning Down the House, Crowded House, Don't Dream, It's Over.
Yeah, that's what happened, guys. Yeah. I was like, hey, man.
Hey, now.
You know what it is? I'm not going to admit this. All right, I will. I watched two episodes of the new 90210 reboot. There you go.
What's wrong with that?
It's been, I mean, really cheesy, but anyway, my point is I'm a sick person.
No, you're not. Why would you say that?
Yeah, why is that?
What? If you're sick, then I'm sick, and I don't think I'm sick. Well, I'm a little bit sick, but
I just had to see what it was about, guys. I just, you know, I had to relive my 90210 day.
I'm okay with that. When so they redo Melrose Place, then we'll talk. That's all I'm saying.
Is it
Listen,
Melrose Place was that way was better. Yeah.
I love me some Heather Locklear, okay?
Damn
What's this reboot? Talk me about. Tell me about it. What's it called?
It's called 90210. It was a show that was really famous way back when.
I know that one, yeah. Tori Spelling. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let me explain to you what now.
So, and it's back. And they like play themselves, I think, but not really like a exaggerated version of themselves.
So it's the same characters strange. Though, right?
Yes, but they're playing did you guys hear that Tori Spelling apparently fell on a like hibachi grill?
What? And oh my god, my dreams came true.
Really?
Called up Mia. You're off, dude. It's okay. She fell in a hibachi. You don't need to go punch her in the face.
Yeah. So, sit down, Lil' Kim. So they talk about shit that actually is happening in their real life in the show, but like an exaggerated version. So, I don't know. It's very strange and very, very odd. And like, I don't know if you guys watched 90210, but like there was always these theories about Andrea being lesbian. And like on the first episode or second episode, I don't remember. I only watched two. She was like hitting on a bartender that was a chick. Like it's very like in the now, but they're playing themselves, but not really themselves. But like,
before it's like you couldn't really be bisexual and be okay, but now it is. So they're going to play that up.
Yeah, it's so cheesy, but. God damn it.
What happened with the grill? Was it her face? I hope it was her face.
Sorry, that was me drinking wine. I don't know. I think it was her tit or her side. Like, she fell on the fucking hibachi at Benihana. I think they settled out of court, but I don't know. Be careful when you're
walking
around.
Why would it be Benihana's fault? Bitch, you know where the hibachi is.
Like, I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. Maybe the bitch was drunk. Maybe she got tripped. Moral of the story is... I don't know.
I think the moral of the story is that Tori Spelling goes to Benihana, and that just makes me happy.
Does it? Why?
She's just like the rest of us.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, she's not like flying in some dude from like the south of Japan to specially cook her meals. She's just like, let's go to Benihana.
I was just imagining her like falling over in her own backyard with her own hibachi, with her own private, you know, chef. Hibachi is that what chef? You were thinking, Jason? Yeah.
Yeah. But turns out she's at Benihana. She had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And
do you guys ever watch what is his name? I think it might be a California thing, but what's that guy? He does the Sam the Cooking Guy, and he has his videos, and he's got that badass grill in his backyard, that flat top grill. I think it's a hibachi grill, but it's
It must be.
I want one of those grills, man. They're
so bad.
Freaking awesome.
Get on top of it.
Yeah, working on it.
I'm looking at pictures of him. I don't see his grill, but
he's awesome. Actually, we went there when you came down, Jason. We went and had what is it? Those tacos.
Oh yeah, no, you're thinking of that. Not that the time I visited you guys.
Amazing.
You're thinking about that other time when the all of us met in San Diego and we went there.
Yes, when we all met up. Oh my gosh, that
from our where we live, which is not there. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
So that's what you want in your backyard, along with your hummingbird that I saw on Instagram. See, I do listen. Jax, do you have a backyard? What's in your backyard?
Yeah, my backyard is a bocce ball fucking court. There's ping pong outside. No. It's okay. All I hear all day is tick tack, tick tack, and then fucking we had an all out war a couple of weeks ago because. They wouldn't shut the fuck up, and it was, like, almost 10, and I'm old now, so it was about, like, 9:50, and Sean, Devin, and I became super fucking petty and started blasting Britney, fucking, then we played, like, Down with the Sickness, like, we just became so bipolar and schizophrenic, and I think, like, the next song was, like, it was, like, I think we played like the Free Willy theme song, Michael Jackson. We went like really bananas, and believe it or not, at 10 o'clock they left.
I
heard, because I went to LA the following day, that the next night there was a rival band. It was a bunch of girls on the patio across from us who had nothing to do with the ping pong people we were trying to get rid of. Or maybe they did. I don't know. But they started playing music. But instead of doing it the way we were doing it, like DJ style, they were saying, "Hey, Google." And I think Sean was suicidal at that point. And I don't know what happened. I wasn't here. He just
did he go out on the patio and just like slid his wrist in front of me, like, "This is coming from you."
Probably. I don't know. I wasn't here. I don't know what happened. Apparently, it was a mess.
I'm sorry. That's just the best story I've ever heard. Hey, Google, play something obnoxious, but it's okay if we like it.
Yeah. So,
hey now,
don't dream it's over.
Hey now, okay. Question number two.
Okay, it's question number two. Oh boy!
Sorry about our circumstantial conversation, but you know
that's no. It's this is exactly what I was hoping for. So, question number two, it's not as good. I mean, maybe think of a different question. Okay, your boss sends you to China, which is just stupid for work because you don't have any business contacts in China. But whatever, your boss is a little bit of a jerk.
I do now.
Yeah, so there you are, and after you get all settled in, you decide to go eat something. You can't find any place to eat. You go into a shopping mall. You see I told the story wrong. It's supposed to be you ask this guy where you should go to eat, and he tells you go to Buffett Castle, and you've always liked him at Buffett, but it turns out it's actually Buffet Castle. Sorry, I screwed the story up. And there you are. Have you ever seen these Chinese mall buffets? What people do is you pay by the plate. So they'll go in and they'll like grab a plate and they'll put a bunch of goop on it, and then they'll put food walls around the goop, and then they'll add more stuff, and they'll add more food walls, and they'll just make this tower of food, and it's everything. It's like chicken and chocolate pudding and macaroni and cheese and
I've seen salad. The Japanese like sushi buffet things where it's got like a big conveyor belt and it just goes around and you take what you want.
Yeah, that's bomb. Yeah, no, this I've never heard. Yeah, I didn't know that this existed.
These are people economizing, right? Because they're like, well, if I pay by the plate, I'll just put all of my food in one plate. So when you're in this
people.
Well, yeah, you see this and you're quite impressed, and you're watching this family of eight eat off of one plate, and they're all groaning as they leave. They're so full. But the plate at the bottom is this miasma of all the different foods, right? All the different foods that are all kind of mixed in there. And,
oh, my.
And
I don't do that.
The reason, you were at the mall is to pick up a USB cord because you forgot yours, and then you remembered, well, I'm in China, where they make this stuff, right? And so you picked up this USB cord, and as you're walking by this plate of grossness, your USB cord, because it's made in China, falls out of your phone, and an electric current shoots through the goop, and it creates life.
Oh.
What? I will call it Pedro.
There, you answer my question. I would say, what is the name of your new son?
Pepe.
Sally.
Pepe, Sally.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
I need more. I need that celebrity answer where you say, well, what is a name? And why do roses smell like... Yeah, just
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know. Pepe, because...
Is that how you name things? Just the first thing that comes to your mind? I mean, my son does that. He's three. He's like,
a little bit. Well, honestly, because I... Thanks for comparing my mind to a three-year-old. It actually is probably quite accurate. I don't know. There's this... praying mantis that I keep walking by at the park where I'm taking my dog, and I keep taking pictures of it because it's in the exact same fucking spot, and it blows my mind. And I'm like, maybe all right, now dead. I have to name this thing.
Yeah.
Is it Pepe?
Because his name is Pepe, and he's adorable.
Well, he's going to be there that long. Fun? He sounds like he's a Buddhist. Yeah. He's a Buddhist
praying mantis. Yeah. What?
It sounds like he's a Buddhist praying mantis if he's got that much discipline. He's in the same spot all the time.
I know. Well, he was on a little bit of the other side of the tree, so he is moving around. So he's got a little life, but
goddamn Episcopalian, I check Jesus! On
him occasionally, he's an adult, so I try to give him his space. I take many pictures and I talk to him and ask him how he's doing. And, you know, is he dating anyone right now? And,
I haven't seen these pictures on
Twitter. Too intrusive because you know he's got his own life, but you don't want to come on. I want to know how he's doing.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, right. You guys are in the public place. I mean, if he wants privacy, he can go inside his house.
Exactly.
Right? That's true.
When you were in that...
He needs to know where the meeting spot is, so he knows I'm going to, you know...
Yeah.
Go. I think he might just be waiting for you.
Right. That's exactly it. Pepe's a good boy.
It might be the highlight of his day. He's like, gets up. He's like, oh, God, I hate doing this. And, you know, he goes to work and his job is to fire the other
day.
Fire bring menaces.
So he's like, hot chick.
He walks up to
four-legged fella.
He walks up to Kneeling Mantis's desk and he's like, hey, man. And he's Kneeling Mantis is like, oh, I know why you're here. You're the axe man. You have to fire me. I'm fired, aren't you? I've got four kids. He starts to cry, you know. Just,
and, but I'm here for him. So
and yeah, he hates his job, you know? But you're there. And he's just like, hey, there's
it doesn't. Right.
Why didn't Mariah come out right away? Hero just like play in my head right now.
I'm here to listen. I'm here to support. That's who I am, you know?
That's so wonderful. Chex, have you named any bugs in your neighborhood? You named any bugs in your neighborhood, Chex?
Do I what?
Have you named
it? That makes me sound like such a fucking loser.
You're not a loser.
You don't know. Y'all don't know.
All right. I'm pretty sure everyone around here thinks I'm a crackhead. It's fine.
It's the second time you've brought that up. You got anything to tell us?
No, well, because I mean,
red wine stain.
I have to go 20 feet away to smoke a fucking cigarette, like, and then like if I'll take Snoop, like usually he's always with me, but like sometimes I'm just like, okay, well, you just went for a walk and I'm jonesing, so I'm just gonna go out by myself and I'll like sit on the. You just look like a fucking crackhead. It doesn't matter. Like you're just sitting there smoking, being judged by everyone else that walks by. It really doesn't matter what you're doing. So yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone around here has a name for me. I think I'm the fucking praying mantis. Like I wonder what people call me. I really do. Like there's that fucking weird girl again. I'm like, oh, look at her.
Like do your eyes like. You know, go through 60 different directions and then focus on the person.
No, like, and it's so weird because, like, if anyone walks by, like, if they walk by with a dog, like, I'm so awkward. I don't say hi to the person. I say hi to the dog. And then, like, sometimes I'll even have, like, oh, what kind of a dog is it? And I'm like, what's its name? And then, like, I won't get the owner's name. Like, I'm just so weird. Like, it's just...
That's God. A normal thing. Let me just is say it, that's like, a normal thing. I don't talk to people. I only talk to the animals. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think that's weird. But if I see people walking around with their dogs, I'm talking to the dog first. Like, I'm saying hi to your dog. I'm petting your dog. I'm like, what's your name, buddy? Like, the dog's going to answer as the owner says, you know, oh, it's Spot or whatever.
Sylvester. Yeah, no, I know.
You Spot? Yeah, so.
Yeah, but then, like, months go by, and you know the dog's name, and the owner rolls up with the dog, and you're like, what's up, Elvis? How's it going? And then you're, like, having this full conversation with the owner, and, like, it's been a few months, and it's too awkward to ask for names at this point. Like, you know, it's bad. It's just things go wrong, you know.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's why everyone should wear their names on their shirts. Just do that.
What they should do.
Like, name tags all the time?
All the time, yeah. And you can change it up if you want to. You don't always have to have the same one. And, you know, that could be a conversation breaker. Hey, Laura, yesterday you were Steve. Yeah, well, you know, today I'm Laura. Tomorrow I could be
Lauren.
Larry. Lauren, yeah.
You know what? Ask Pepe.
I'm so creative. That's right. Listen, Pepe knows what's up.
You guys made me think of something, but now I have the same experience with my son. People will say, oh, how old is your son? And I tell them, when's his birthday? And I'll tell them. And they say, what's his social security number? And I'll tell them.
They don't really care.
No, they don't.
What's his social security number?
Yeah, and then you give it.
I just tell them. Yeah. I did have an experience the other day where I walked out of an appointment, and I walked into the parking lot, and a woman was walking by, and I got the impression she worked in the building, but she brought her dog with her because she was taking the dog for a walk. And it was a corgi, right? Very, very cute. Full-size, you know, little butts and a gigantic head. And he's just looking at me like, you going to feed me? You going to feed me? Yeah, I know we just met, but what do you got? And I smiled because I think dogs are cute. I always smiled. And as I smiled, I looked up at the owner, and she was smiling too. And here's what I did next. Y'all will laugh at how stupid I am. The very next thing I did when I saw her smiling... She wasn't smiling at me. She was just smiling. We did not make eye contact. I lifted up my ring hand, and I lifted up my other hand, and very obviously twirled my ring. No. Yeah, and I didn't even think about it. I just did it like out of instinct, like, hey, your dog's cute, but that's all I think. I just think the dog's cute. I don't think anything else. I'm not – you have a nice butt, but that's it. I'm not saying anything else besides –
I wish I was there right now. Oh, my – like, you're lying.
Wait, I don't understand. So,
like,
what?
He basically told her he's not interested in her.
Yeah,
like, that's what. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Put up your hand, like no, like no, I'm not gonna talk to you. Like I'm having a conversation. With
talk
your
to the hand,
right
Grandma.
No, I put up my hand, has my ring finger on it, and then I started playing with the ring, so that I was very obviously bringing attention to it. Is what I'm saying. Is what I did.
Oh, Jason. Oh, sweet. Oh,
I know, and that is sort of like putting a padlock on a cardboard box full of dog poop. I know. I get it. I'm just saying, and it was instinctual, and that was to me hilarious. Because it's never, ever happened. There's never been a time in my entire life when I accidentally flirted with someone and they responded with, you know, wrapping their legs around my face. That has not occurred. And so I don't know why I'm worried at all, but I guess, maybe I was doing it for my wife. She was behind me at the time. She was walking out of the appointment, too. So maybe I'm like, look, babe, she's smiling, but not at me. Not at me. See, ring, love you. Of our child.
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah. So you're putting your hand up like, hey, I'm married. Like, don't talk to me.
Don't even talk to the hand.
Yeah. Like, don't be
there's
thinking.
There's a ring here, so we can't even make eye contact.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, call me later.
Call me later. Yeah.
but your number is also printed on the other side of your hand.
So it's like, hey, that's yeah. That's great. No, it's just, it was being stupid, but, we were talking about smoke breaks. I think you should. I agree with the people, Shags, and I bet you do this too with other things. That if someone's just smoking, I look at them like, you.
It's hard being a smoker. Like, there's no safe place. I don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but like, you got it.
Yeah,
Double Barrel Daryl will have a lot to say about this, but yes. Like, you got to go out to the fucking dumpster behind some goddamn restaurant in order to smoke, and there's still someone who's going to give you the fucking stink eye.
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do, and you're constantly being looked at and judged.
Yeah.
It's just
a terrible place.
In your own building. You know, you go 20 feet away from your own building. Heaven forbid you live in an apartment. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people take smoke breaks. I take let's go judge the smoker breaks. Right? I just leave I leave the office or wherever, and I just walk around going,
listen,
oh my God.
You know we're going to die like a good 10 years before you. Isn't that enough?
Enough? What else do you want?
Yeah. Like,
no.
Can you just take that?
No,
are you not entertained?
Yes. Are you not entertained?
Here's what drives me bonkers is the fact that I can walk out of a door and it's like, oh, somebody within a half a mile of me is smoking. It just drives me bonkers. You know what? If you're going to stink up the environment, like, get some, I don't know, do they make Pledge flavored cigarettes or something? Make it, you know, springtime fresh. That'd be nice.
Well, what if we don't
listen?
Like
all them? The kids we are smoking like what are those things now?
Jewels.
Yeah, they're all like creme brulee. So those all smell wonderful.
Yeah, but you
I'm
can't
in the back
smell
like
them.
A fucking, I don't know. Terrible
really
culture, like smoking regular cigarettes, like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Smell the tobacco, you sons of bitches.
Yeah. Be a real man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I actually kind of respect that you have to go through all that stuff. And if I was a smoker, I would make a point of stinking up as many places as possible and putting my butts in really inconvenient. Like you got a dog and flick the butt. Watch your dogs and eat it now. Ha ha. Just be like, if you're going to be a smoker, own your assholery is all I'm saying.
Just put it out in Meryl Streep's face.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like really mean it.
Your next question. You're walking. You said Meryl Streep, and that made me remember the question. So here's the next interview question for you.
Number three.
You are walking through a university at a class that you are one of those guest lecturers, you know? One of those like, well, this part of the topic is too involved for me, the person with the PhD, so we're going to bring in an expert, and she is going to tell you why potatoes taste really good, or whatever the class is about. Anyway, you're done. You're walking along, and you're heading to your car, and it's late at night, and there's somebody behind you, and you're like a little bit scared because you're thinking, if we have a brawl, I'm putting this fucker in the hospital, and I don't want to go to jail again. So you're really nervous, and you're kind of trying to hide and run, and the dude's just obviously now chasing you, and the feet are with the clomp, bump, 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 and your heart's thumping, and you're getting out your mace, right, and your brass knuckles, and you got your 38 and your 45 and your 22.
My wine bottle opener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, you've got that Taylor Swift CD that you keep, not because you listen to Taylor Swift, but because you've got the edge sharpened really, really sharp, so you can slice a motherfucker's throat with it.
Oh, yeah, okay,
uh huh.
And then
you know me so well.
And then
Taylor sent you.
And then just when you think everything's safe, out from the bushes, just right in front of you. But it's Liam Neeson. And you're like, oh, Liam, what the fuck? You're like, do you remember?
He's always everywhere.
Do you remember how we've sort of gotten a relationship and now we meet once in a while at a bar and you tell me people to go beat up and you're like, yeah, it's the highlight of my week. What? He goes, well, I just, and that's when you notice he's got blood everywhere. It's like coming down off his eyebrow and he's all swollen, his chin's swollen, his hand's broken. He's got like a knife in his ribs and he's like, okay, who's next? You're like, wait a minute, what the fuck just happened? He's like, don't worry, I took care of Jason Statham. And you're like, I said Jason Bateman, you idiot. Him. I said Bateman.
I need to have his baby first.
Aw.
Sorry. Okay.
So, would you be mad at him or not? That's the question.
Well, I told him not to fuck with Lil' Kim, first of all.
Right.
Yeah.
I told you, I was just kidding about Lil' Kim, first of all. Second of all, no, because you can't be mad.
Can't be mad at Irish at people.
You know?
Yeah. They're just so jolly, except when they're drunk and they're depressed. But otherwise, they're just a... right?
Oh, yeah.
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 So, Shaq, you wouldn't be mad at Liam Neeson for beating up Jason Statham? And probably kill him. I mean, Liam's pretty fucked up.
He had a good reason.
I agree.
Because you told him. He heard you say Jason Statham. You meant Jason Bateman.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I got it.
So I still wouldn't be mad. It's not
I'm
really
too drunk.
Fault.
You need to be more literal. I'm like, Bateman. Oh, I got it. Oh, got it.
I'm just, you know, yeah.
I would be a little, you know, perturbed.
Would you be like, give him time to recover? Well, like, or were you like, no, go kill
him?
Go no. punch
Never.
Bateman now. No? Okay.
Well, I'd go send him out again because that was your request, and you need to go make sure that Jason gets what he needs.
No, it's not mine. It's not mine. Oh, no.
That was yours.
No, this is all hypothetical, Laura. This is all hypothetical. I don't actually expect you to ask Liam Neeson to literally punch someone in the literal face.
Of course.
I'm speaking, having drunk a beerically. I mean, metaphorically.
Drunken hyperbarically, or what did she say?
Drunk it up
in my hyperbaric chamber.
He wants to go into a hyperbaric chamber.
Hypothetically speaking,
I have a question for
you. He wants to do chirotherapy and see what happens.
No, I would not be perturbed. Okay. Good, How could you be mad? You know,
yeah, he's putting his life on the line just because you have these petty disagreements with people you've never met, right?
I know, right?
So Shags,
he knows what he's doing.
He knows. He's got a particular set of skills. So yeah. Shags, you were playing this music to piss people off. What would you do if after a long and varied rock and roll career, Shags, you found out that people were using your music to piss people off? Would that make you happy?
Like how they do like to torture people? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I would be so like if I was Rebecca Black. And I knew that they were playing, it's Friday. Like, somewhere in my heart, I would be happy. Like, I think I'd be fine
there
with it.
There she is at the bottom of the triangle with her fucking, like, one-sided smile.
I mean, I'd be fine. I'd be okay.
I love you, Shex.
I'm happy with it. If I knew that I was helping... combat terrorism, I'd be fine.
Would you like call up the army or Pentagon? Like, I can do more if you want. I heard you were using me in Abu Ghraib, and
I probably would. I would probably capitalize and try and market myself.
Fucking A.
As heard in Abu Ghraib. What's your name of your band, Chad?
Abu Ghraib.
And it's ironic because of your. You know,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of my descent.
Bring it up?
Huh?
Or like if I would like go to Israel and like make a song that's like, it's Shabbat, it's Shabbat. Like, I don't know. Like what would I mean? Yeah, I would be fine with it. It would be fine. Would you be happy? Would you be fine with that?
I would be fine with that. I support that decision wholeheartedly. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're like, would you use it like Shaq's song as a claim of fame? Like you're in a bar and you're sitting with someone who looks like Liam Neeson, but it's not him. And you're like, buy me a drink. He's like, no. And he's like, hey, they use my music to torture foreign combatants. Guy's
like, Jason, did you watch Taken before this podcast started?
Yeah, no. I was going to say, there's a lot of Liam Neeson stuff going on here.
Well, here,
did you watch The Gray?
What's I didn't. I here? Didn't watch The Gray. The truth of the matter is that I've been trying this thing called the secret topic,
where
I have a topic, but I don't tell you what it is.
And it we've come. We
apparently,
understand.
It's like something about sociopathy. That's all I'm sensing.
It could
here.
Be. It could be.
Which is that because I'm here? Is that because I'm on the podcast?
No, no.
Oh, I get it.
The theme is Liam Neeson punching people in the face. That's all it is. Mm. And yeah.
If Jason Bateman wasn't your answer, then what would be your answer? How could I have it answered? Are you?
Because I'm the interviewer. No. You're the interviewer.
Are you Liam Neeson?
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's why my accent's so good.
You're not going to be left unscathed here. Like, no,
that's right.
Who would I?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Number one, answer.
I think, honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is James Franco. Somebody should punch him in the face.
Oh, everyone hates James Franco. Okay. Sean hates James Franco.
Like, why does Sean hate James Franco?
I don't know why. I mean, I'm not sure.
Here's the thing.
I mean, it's just, what happened to him anyway? He had a little sex scandal there, didn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. That's why he should be punched in the face.
What happened with the sex scandal? I don't. I know nothing about celebrities. Let me just preface. I am the worst person to be talking about.
I know you are. We are so different. It is like the most amazing. We're best friends, but we're so different. I know the most useless fucking facts. And then there's this woman who's like intelligent and like can tell you, you know, probably how to like make meth. But like, I don't know how to do that.
I don't know if that's necessarily intelligent to listen, but if anyone wants to know. Yeah. What is this sex scandal? Do tell.
I think it was like an Instagram scandal, if I recall correctly. But I think he was, I don't know if he was dick picking or, I'm not sure. Sure.
I think
it was more than one teeny bopper. I think it was more than one for sure.
If you were James Franco, why wouldn't you? I mean, as long as they're over 18.
No,
they weren't. They weren't over 18.
They were like 14. It was like a little girl. It was
or
like
17.
Little girl problems. And like, I mean, sure, girls these days don't look like they're 14, but.
That's fucked up, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. So that's the alleged story. So I would have Liam Neeson punch, what's his name? That one guy, Woody Allen in the face, but it'd just kill him. I don't think he deserves to have that kind of piece.
I think he deserves to die. That's
I think Woody Allen is a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like marry your stepdaughter. Yeah. You fucking deserve to die. That's okay. I'm okay.
You know what? Justice for Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Go for it, okay. Liam. Liam, you, your particular set Liam, of skills.
That's it. It's Woody Allen. I found my person.
It's
not that I want anyone to die. Let me just pull like a Shags right here and just say, like, let me just preface this that I don't want anyone to die. And I don't want anything to happen to anyone, but I would be okay if that happened.
That was such a perfect totally Shags fine. Impression. Yeah. You had it all.
That's right. I'm not saying that I want you to die, but I hope you die a bloody fucking death. But if you do, like, that's like just saying if you do die.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well,
question number four.
Oh, you want another question? Okay. So imagine this scenario. You teach gymnastics to midget dwarfs. Cute.
Oh my God, I love this.
And I have no idea where this is going. Something about one of them is named
is
Liam.
This a
which,
pre-written question? Or just
I'm like wondering. Right, that's what I've been wondering. Are you just making this shit up as you go?
Some of the questions I practiced for the last 3 days. Other ones I just made up.
In front of the mirror?
Yeah, in front of the mirror. Okay, so this
I hope
also.
The midget one. Okay, anyway, go on.
Here's how pathological I am. I went for a run a few days ago. I fell, twisted my ankle. Everything's fine. It just need to stay off it for a little bit. Hey, it's not a big deal.
That's why you got to do water sports. There's no falling down.
Yeah,
listen.
Just, all there is peeing on people. No. that joke was for Joe, by the way. You know, my foot swole up, right? Because, you know, the blood rushes down there to make sure everything is okay. And my foot swole up. Whatever. Thunvi freaked out because she was leaving the country that day. So she's like, you have to go to the emergency clinic and get looked at. So I went to the emergency clinic to get it looked at. They said, yeah, everything's fine. Don't be a, you know.
Oh, no. Jason.
So everything's fine. And like I said, stay off for a few days. Everything's cool. So I then spent the drive back to the house I actually went around the block a few times to give me extra time to better compose the fake diagnosis I was going to tell my mom and dad who are in town.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're terrible, terrible.
Yeah. And after I delivered it, my dad went, oh, huh? And that was it.
Like,
so, yeah, I will like practice
big
for hours.
Big fucking deal, buddy.
Yeah.
You should have had a better story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it took
That's
so
what I'm
long.
Saying. That's
and
why
it still I wasn't good enough.
I know, and that's what I'm getting at. I practiced the Liam Neeson questions for you, but the one about the midget, here's where that one was going. The deaf midgets, one of them's name's Liam, and he looks like Liam Neeson, even though he's a midget and he's deaf. He's not, his last name's like Markinson or whatever, but you just, every time you see him, you start to giggle, and you're starting to feel embarrassed, like, what if they think I'm giggling at them for being dwarf midgets, or being deaf midgets? And then, like, one night you wake up, and you're just laughing your ass off, and your significant other leans over and goes, what? And you go, they don't know I'm laughing. They're fucking deaf. Is it? Here's my question. Is it okay if you get divorced right there? If they just dump you right there? Or is that kind of taking things, overreacting?
I That's know rude. That my significant other would never divorce me for laughing at a deaf midget.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're with people that clearly and well know the disgust that comes out of our mouth.
Listen, I like watching YouTube videos of, like, children falling down. I don't know why that it makes me laugh just, so hard. It's
pure joy. Pure joy. Nothing but pure joy.
So, and I love children. I'm a nice person. Listen.
You are.
Yeah.
But no. But, I mean, you're with the wrong person, I think.
I agree.
What do you mean? Whoa, wow. Talk about doorknob confessional. We got 4 minutes left and you're talking about you married the wrong person?
No. If that person doesn't
right.
appreciate.
I'm exactly. such a drama.
No,
I wanted.
What you're going to say, first of all, or whether or not you laugh at a deaf midget. Like, if you don't know whether or not your significant other would laugh privately, aka privately with you about a deaf midget, then you need to leave them.
You need to leave them immediately.
Or figure it out.
You're in danger, girl. Molly, you're in danger, girl.
That's right.
So let me see if, to have and to hold till death do us part and to share the humor of deaf midgets.
Midget humor.
Disgusting, terrible closet and horribly embarrassing humor that you would never admit to anyone else.
And to all the midget listeners, we love you like so much. We don't want anything to happen to you.
Obviously, you've made a career off of teaching them gymnastics. You're not going to burn that bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, you know, it's funny because you're like, you know, Jorge, that's his name.
Pedro.
Pepe.
He may be deaf. I don't know. I don't judge. I think he might be. Care. It doesn't matter. I love him whether or not.
Still our son.
Maybe he's a midget deaf. I don't know. I'm trying to backpedal here and it's not working. So it doesn't.
No, I'm
terrible.
What you're throwing down.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. Do you, how many, honestly, I want an honest answer here. How many Mexican deaf dwarfs do you think there are?
I don't know.
1,275.8
That was a brand new number. You said a number that's
25.8 That's how everything comes out with a fucking census where it's not even a full person. Where it's like, what the fuck? What do you mean point eight of a person?
No, it's there's
That's it. That's the midget. Yeah.
There's a guy in Mexico who's a really tall midget who can kind of hear, so he's only 0.8 deaf. Midget.
So just want you to know I'm all going to, like, die. I'm going to get stabbed in my sleep tonight by some deaf midget who somehow read the Braille transcript of the podcast. Like, yeah, and he's going to, like, stab me tonight. So
No, he won't.
I love you guys. Just
miss you so much.
Call Liam Neeson.
Thank you. Like,
Liam, I need you to protect me. If there's any deaf midgets with a knife in my neighborhood, I need you to punch him in the face.
Avenge me.
Hey, I brought it up. You're fine. So we got about a minute and a half left. Any final thoughts or feelings or words? Do you have any poetry you'd like to read? Shout outs?
Poetry? What the fuck?
Oh, okay. If I didn't know we were going to get deep into shit like that. Well, I guess I just want to say that I had so much fun tonight, guys. Thanks for having me on. This podcast has cleared my skin and raised my credit score, and good night.
Wow.
Violets are red. Wait, no. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I love you. No, wait. I don't know. I give up. I don't know.
That was,
I don't do poetry.
This is what I'm talking about. Everybody, that was the verbal equivalent of what I saw that morning.
I'm going to have a panic attack. Can we just end the thing? I'm going to cry.
It was such a, it's, no, that was perfect. That's really perfect. No, having you on as guest, we didn't even mention the fact that Joe's not here, did we?
Joe was the topic.
I thought he was going to be the topic too.
Joe's not here.
Hey, let's all talk shit real quick. What's the
real fast.
Number one thing you like hate worse about Joe?
That he's way more talented at fucking everything than me. God damn it. That's my thing. Did you, I don't know if you heard, but yeah. I hate that.
What's it?
He's way more talented at everything than me. I hate that. Fucker.
You're ridiculous.
It's true.
That man's so in love with you. Number one thing I hate about him is that he's more in love with you than he is with me.
Okay. No. Okay. Joe calls me up all the time to say, I have some stuff I need to talk about I can't talk about on the show. I'm like, why? He says, because Laura listens to it. And I said, oh boy, here we go. And he's like, look, are you allowed to worship women like this? Is she going to freak out when she finds the shrine I have to her in my truck? I'm like, when I tell her, yeah.
Is that why he keeps pulling my hair out?
It's going in the voodoo doll that you don't know about.
My back's really been hurting, though, guys.
I knew it.
Is something going on?
He's probably pissed off that I failed to, in my drunken state, even at the top of the show, say, hey, we've got guest hosts tonight. I'm sure our listeners are like, where the fuck's Joe? Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Quietly judging you took over.
Yeah, you know what? I really do feel like that's kind of an injustice to him. I may even have him. No, I'm not going to have him do it. I'll do it. I will make things right. People who are listening to the show now.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. People are listening to the show now.
Maybe
like,
you're a bad friend.
You put it up front, and just now I'm finding out you're an asshole who forgot? Yeah, they trusted me for the last hour.
I trust you wholeheartedly, Jason.
Oh, boy, that's... I'm taking advantage of that. Raid your icebox. Yes, I call it an icebox. You might not know this, but as you get older, you actually revert to a term you didn't use. Yeah.
What? Exactly.
My Nana said icebox.
Yeah. Like I said, as you get older, you start using this terminology, even if you didn't use it when you were a kid. Like, even our great-grandparents didn't call it an icebox.
Someone made fun of me at work because I said rad. Is rad like I thought
is like the best word ever. Are you kidding me? That's like half of Sean. Never mind.
If Sean says rad, then he's rad.
Yeah. No, rad is like, guys, like
Sean, we'll you're rad.
Another time, but Sean, rad is Sean's favorite thing. Like, it's just, he me says too. It a lot.
Sean, I love you.
Sean's cool beans.
When we close out, I'll tell you guys something in private. But
uh-oh.
Oh boy, our listener right now is losing it. He's like, what? Oh, come on. First I trusted you because you remembered to tell me something that you actually forgot to tell me, and now I'm finding out you're not going to tell me some stuff that you said after you stopped talking?
I tried to do poetry. I think you can tell us this very intimate and private story about Jack. About Jax, about Sean. Come on.
No, I can't because
I know what it is. I already
tell
figured it out.
Tell us and the listener.
No, I can't. You don't understand. It's not good.
At this point, Jax, you should do what I do. Whenever somebody wants me to say something I don't want to say, I just make stuff up. And you'll be surprised how many people believe Ninja's Exodus exists.
Listen, I'm jumping on my unicorn. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Good luck, listener. And whenever you, when you hear this, but rad is incorporated in almost all of his passwords. So
there you go.
That's why I said.
That's why you're awesome, Sean. That's why you're awesome.
Just so you know, like it's a very heavily used term around here.
Rad.
That's rad.
And fucking rad. What a rad episode. Hey, man, thanks for having us on.
Totally.
Is rad ever used in a negative? Like, don't be so rad at being a dick. It's like, no.
And don't hack my husband's fucking shit. Okay, bitches.
Is it rad one?
It's rad. It's beer, rad 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's like the password some asshole has on his fucking luggage.
Shags, this is, I'm really, really stupid. Are you and Sean, like, married?
No.
Oh. I didn't think so. You should be. No pressure. It's
why?
Way to make it awkward at the end of the episode. I'm sorry. That's not very rad of you.
Here's the thing.
So unrad.
If I saw a ring on your finger, I wouldn't be grabbing mine all the time. That's all I'm saying. So make him make an honest woman.
Don't worry, guys. Ladies, gentlemen, I'm not taken, okay?
Midget Leeson is going to be out.
Listen, Midget Leeson.
You know what? You said Midget Leeson. I thought you said Sean has a lease on. And I was like, yeah, that's what dating is. Dating isn't owning the house. It's leasing, right? It's leased to own.
Yeah.
Fuck that. What?
No? Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We're ending.
We should end this.
Buy the milk, have the cow, what?
Traditionally, Joe shouts at the end of the episode. So after I turn it up, wait a few seconds and feel free to shout something we said. You can say Liam or you can say Midget or... Anyway. Go.
Radical! Meryl Streep.